没错，中文还是国语。我是先用中文来介绍我自己，然后我要用英文讲到，好吗？
So it's okay with you. I'd like to introduce myself in English, then I will do my message in English, in Chinese introduction first.
我是在夏威夷出生长大，然后呢，我是在夏威夷长大的时候，我一直想我是在夏威夷一直在生活，在夏威夷埋葬，在夏威夷复活。
I was born and raised in Hawaii, so I was 埋葬复活。I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave my life to the Lord in Hawaii. I also resurrect, die with him, also resurrected with him.
那意思是说我没有想要离开了夏威夷。我真的觉得夏威夷真漂亮，是真的是跟天堂一样。虽然我不知道是什么是天堂，不过我觉得夏威夷真的是蛮好。
In my opinion, I think Hawaii is like a heaven on earth. I never know what heaven really looks like, but I truly feel that Hawaii is like a paradise on earth.
我就是从夏威夷昨天回来。
I just came back from Hawaii yesterday, actually.
所以我是穿了夏威夷的衣服。
So he's wearing a Hawaii shirt, I was wondering. Okay, nice shirt, I like it.
Thank you. 然后不过我非常感谢神，因为我是被呼召to被他使用哈。
I really want to give thanks to the Lord for his calling for me to be used by him.
然后呢，我是在在加州我们美南浸信会的神学院是读书，然后我在就是在这神学院里面，我认识我太太，然后有一个机会可以短宣到中国大陆。
So I was studying in Southern Baptist Seminary, and there I met my wife, and I also get a chance to have a mission trip in China.
这个短宣的机会是给我带来了一个非常大的印象，不过我太太非常不同意跟我一起去。
Okay, this trip has a great impact on me, even though at the beginning my wife was not so willing to go.
她也同样的有一个机会去短宣，她是比我早三年时间，然后呢，她是在她的短宣里面也就是经历到神的大能，他的恩典，不过他的身体非常软弱。
Okay, so like3 years early, my wife also had an opportunity to go for a short mission trip. She was greatly impacted, greatly, her spiritual life was greatly elevated, but her physical she has some physical problems, so she's not that strong physically.
这是当时是1997年的中国，跟今天的中国非常不一样哈。
So the China in 1997 is quite different from the China nowadays, right?
不过我也是同样的有这个经历，不过我是非常有激动，我想要去。
Yeah, I have this same opportunity. I was very, very excited. I truly want to go.
我跟我太太一起祷告，来看看神怎么带领。
So, I pray with my wife and want to see how God will lead us.
然后我们看到神真的带领我们来支堂，所以我们在加州硅谷是有一个经历是。就是建立他神的教会。
So we have this opportunity to plant this church in Silicon Valley.、
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley plant a church.
然后呢，在这个 建立教会当中，我们遇到了各种各样的经历，看到神的作为，我们也可以看到也神真的有祝福我们的教会。
We endure or experience a lot of difficulties while planting the church, and this also gives us this opportunity to witness God's work, God's power.
然后呢，我不过我心里一直在想要去。
But I still have this urge. I wanted to go. I wanted to go out. I want to go on a mission trip.
看到神的带领是真的奇妙。我看到我岳父母亲先到中国大陆去。
So, God's way is so wonderful. First, my in-laws had this opportunity to go to China.
然后他们也被呼召，然后他们是比我们早3年时间在鹤厂里。
So they were also called by God to work in China, 3 years prior to my trip, they were being called.
然后通过这个他们的训练、他们的培训、他们的我太太需要，因为他们也是被从美南才会有被去，然后我太太当时要做他们的翻译，所以在这个过程当中。我太太就是也同样的有被神的呼召。
Okay, because my wife have to accompany their parents to the mission trip, as their translators. So she also personally experienced a great experience through this.
所以呢，我们就是开始，我们开始寻找就是。求神来帮助带领我们，然后就是2006年开始申请，2007年是正式开始我们那个侍奉，在中国大陆的侍奉，然后我们带着我们两个女孩，就是一个4岁跟1岁的孩子。
So we've been praying hard for this, and God answered our prayer.So, 2007, we finally made a trip to China. We also took our 2 daughters. One is 1 year old, one is 4 years old.
然后我是没有说我中国的释放的经历，不过我是可以跟大家说，神真的非常奇妙，他可以帮我学习中文啊，当时我不会讲一句话啊，只能可以说你好，谢谢而已。
So God was marvelous. When I arrived upon China, I can't speak a word of Mandarin. But just He's wonderful for I learned to speak. All I can say is thank you. How are you? But through His wonderful.Way and we, I was able to look at how fluent he's speaking in Mandarin now, right? Yes.
然后我可以跟大家说，我们可以看到神真的带领，可以创了他的福音，然后看，许多人有信主，我们看到有人，愿意，拜帐，就是愿意来服侍。在这个环境当中，你大家知道那个那真的不容易。不过我们可以看到他，就是他可以带领我们很少的一群人开始建立他的教会。那这些教会也可以再建立他的教会。那今天我是可以看到，也通过这些教会有被差派他的仆人来到在全国各地，然后也是在海外宣教。
So we were able to reach a small group of people first, and through his God's wonderful provisions, we see how we can plant a church. It grows, And this planted church began to plant her own church and sending people out to spread the gospel.
所以，我是在这里分享我个人的介绍哈。I will stop here so I can preach the message.
Okay, 个人介绍到此为止。Okay, 我们现在开始讲到。
So my current work, because of the situation in China, has changed. I currently serve as Pastor had said, as a person of connection to help the churches understand the work in East Asia and see how we can partner together.
因为这个疫情缘故，所以我的工作性质已经有所改变。我主要的就是能够联络一些教会，然后能够帮助他们或者训练他们，让他们知道怎么样去向这个东南亚一些教会能够合作，能够传福音。
So,I have the great benefit of being a pastor as well as being a missionary on the field, and I can understand the sentiment that's pastors face, whether it's here or there.
So, because 身为一个传道人、牧师，同时也是一个宣道者，所以我有这样的便利，有这样的优势。能够了解一个牧师跟传道人的一些所要遭遇的事情。
And so I can tell you that a pastor, on one hand, wants to shepherd, care, educate, protect, and see you grow in maturity and faith.
要身为一个牧师，我们当然是要牧养这个教会，所以希望能够那个看护，能够教养，能够让教会的人能够成长。
But on another hand, they also want to see their members.Be mature enough to see how God will use them in any capacity that He calls.
相对的，同样，他也希望自己的教会的弟兄姐妹能够不断的成长，能够发挥出他的潜力，能够对神的呼召有所回应。
And so, what I believe over time, what I've seen is that.No matter whether you're a church in the Middle East or in China or in America, there is something to be said about the potential of any church.
不管您的教会是哪里，中国也好，美国也好，东南亚也好，但是都有一个共同点。
And I believe that when we look at the book of Acts, we see many, many lessons for the church.
所以当我们在看这个《使徒行传》的时候，就可以学到许多有关教会的功课。
And then that makes sense because history teaches us where we're going.
因为很有道理，因为我们可以从历史学到教训。
And so when we look at the very first church, there's many lessons for us to learn.
所以我们看到第一个教会的时候，我们可以学到许多的功课。
And so the firstpoint I want to make is that our church, if we can turn to the next slide, our church.
下一张是。
Is there a clicker, maybe? Oh.
Okay. 好。好，第一点要讲的就是我们教会，如果我们信靠神的话。我们教会就能够不断的持续的成长。
Right, so our church will grow as far as we are dependent on God, and when what we see in the very first church, we have to look at we find it in Acts 2, but the first place we need to look at is in Acts chapter 1. Now in Acts chapter 1, we remember there is a short period of time we get to see Jesus before he ascends to heaven.
所以我们看这个《使徒行传》第一章的一开始的时候，门徒们有个机会看到耶稣基督升天。
And so he remembered that Jesus tells his disciples, that they would be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth.
所以耶稣告诉门徒说：“你们要在耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚及世界的地极做我的见证，做我的门徒。”
And he does this at the apex of his time with them after his resurrection.
所以他是在这个他复活以后，在他这个最高光点的时候，是这样吩咐他的门徒。
And remember, the scripture tells us in Acts chapter 1 that he was there for 40 days after his resurrection.
所以使徒行传第一章告诉我们，耶稣在复活以后四十天与门徒同在。
But it wasn't like when he was with him before his resurrection. He was always with his disciples, traveling for 3 years together from place to place and preaching about his kingdom.
那在此之间，耶稣与门徒已经有三年之久，到处的讲道，到处的去传播福音。
In those 40 days, it was just little glimpses. He would appear once, and then he would disappear. He would go here, and then he would disappear. You remember the road on Emmaus, or the time when he calls out to Peter on the boat, and he was like, come and bring your fish in. He would restore Peter during those days, but then he would disappear.
所以但是这个40天跟以前的三年在朝夕相处是完全不一样的。四天之中他是一会儿出现这里，一会儿出现那里。我们记得他曾经在海边向彼得显现，呼召他们，然后再次的建立彼得，说彼得问，比如说你爱我吗？你爱我吗？三次呼召他。另外他也在别的地方跟门徒在路上的门徒显现，帮他们解释说圣经所有关于耶稣基督的记载等等这些事情。
But the key instruction he gives is to wait for the Holy Spirit.
但是最重要的一个指示就是说要等待圣灵的降临。
So what did he do? What did they do in Acts 1:14? After Jesus ascends to heaven, he says, "All these, one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers."
因为他这个没有中文，各位如果你有圣经或者可以找到中文的经节的话，跟我们一起念好不好？ I ask him to get their own Bible, something like that. Okay.
Sure.
好，使徒行传一章十四节，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄都同心合意的恒切祷告。
So the first point is really this point.That if we're going to see God do something in us, we have to be dependent on God. They devoted themselves to prayer.
So, if we want to see God do something in us, we have to be dependent on God. They devoted themselves to prayer. So, if we want to see God do something in us, we
So, what we know is that Pentecost is 10 days away after Jesus ascended.
So, we know that Pentecost is 10 days away after Jesus ascended.
And we would see something miraculous happen when the Holy Spirit comes.
So we can see when the Holy Spirit comes, a great miracle.
But in that 10 days of prayer, I would like to suggest that that was a great time of suspense.
But in that 10 days of prayer, I would like to suggest that that was a great time of suspense.
That 10 days of suspense could have been.Filled with questions and doubt and concerns and wondering, is Jesus coming back sooner than maybe they would have to wait, or would they ever get to see Jesus again? There could have been a lot of questions in that 10-day time period.
So, in this 10-day 的恒切祷告中，我相信心里是有些人是有许多许多不同的想法。甚至有所怀疑说，或者有所说，问题说，耶稣到底什么再会显现呢？然后他来的时候又会发生什么事情呢？那他是否会来？所以有很多各种不同的怀疑，或者各种的疑问。
And so what we know is the time when Jesus was crucified and the time of Pentecost, these are two great festivals too, and there were many, many Jews from all over the world coming to this place.At the time of this festival that would take place called Pentecost, which was to celebrate how God made his presence known by giving Moses the law.
So, in Jesus' 复活升天以及这个五旬之间，是他们犹太人的一个非常重要节期这个时间。尤其是五旬节，是不是有关于摩西的时代，是神是如何的与他们同在
？And so, this great time of suspense. is filled with also great numbers of people.
所以在这个悬疑的这段时间的期间里面，耶路撒冷是充满了各式各样的人种。
And so what we know is that there could have been a lot of anxiety for these disciples.
所以我们知道，对门徒来说是一直非常难挨的、难熬的一段时间。
But the difference was, as opposed to other times where they scattered when Jesus was crucified, they stayed together in prayer.
但是最大的不同就以前当耶稣被钉十字架，他们四处逃散，不同是他们这个时候是聚集在一起，诚切的祷告。
And so in Acts chapter 2, verse 70 through 11, we see because the Holy Spirit had came upon them, they were able to speak in multiple and every known language at the time.
所以我们看到这个二章七到十一节的时候告诉我们说，因为有天下各地来的人种，而且这个门徒可以讲他们那个家乡的话，各式各样的语言。
And so let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 7 through 11, what it says.
Okay, 请大家如果翻开第二章七到十一，我们来看一下。
And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language, Parthians and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belong to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God.
Okay, 二章七到十一，都惊讶稀奇说，看哪，这说话的不是都是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的乡谈呢？我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和往来和住在米索不达米亚、犹太、加帕多加、奈的吕比亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是进犹太教的人，格底里和阿拉伯人，都听见他们用我们的乡谈。讲说上帝的大作为，众人就都惊讶猜疑，彼此说这是什么意思呢？
So imagine this, the 120 who were there were now speaking in all known languages, so all could hear the mighty works of God.
我们可以就这边想象一下这个景象，就是120多个门徒，他们都可以说天下所有的当时的所有的每个国家不同的语言，所以这些来耶路撒冷的人都听得懂神的话语。
Now consider this. When was the last time that was able to happen where all men got to be able to understand each other? The last time that was happened was actually during the time when men decided to build a tower to the heavens in Genesis chapter 11.
Okay, 前一次天下人都说同一语言是什么时候呢？我们可以回到创世纪十一章的时候，当人们合在一起聚在一起要建造那个巴别塔的时候，人们讲的语言是一样，彼此可以通的。
And so God had to, because of their great pride, God created all their languages to be different, and as a result, we see the people groups of the world.
So, because of their pride, God created all their languages to be different, and as a result, we see the people groups of the world. So,
because of what they've done in prayer, in moving forward together in prayer, they waited on the Holy Spirit and the promised Holy Spirit. The first thing it does, the Holy Spirit says to everyone, this is the mighty work of God. Salvation is for all.
So, when their disciples were able to gather together,虔诚的恒切的祷告的时候，所以就发生这样一个奇迹，就是再一次的许多人都能够听得懂 门徒讲的话，因为他们各自的，他们都会听得懂。哎，这是我自己的家乡话，我听得懂门徒在讲什么。
And so when we look at this power of prayer, what we see is that God is with us. And so the power of prayer is actually the power of answered desires of the heart of men and women waiting on Jesus and his return.
So we see that when we look at the Holy Spirit, we see that the Holy Spirit of the Lord is through the Holy Spirit.能够回应那些想等待耶稣、渴慕耶稣的、男男女女他们心里所想要的。
And so when we look at,、so for me, this became really, really, really、real for me when、I was asked to come to a specific event where representative Middle East, representative of South Asia,and then representatives from East Asia, which I represented at the time, and we were discussing how can we mobilize workers into one particular country that is known as being a country that one day will overtake Indonesia as being the most Muslim country in the world.
所以当我有一个聚会的时候，这些就是各地的代表，有些代表中东，有些代表东南亚的，像我类似这样的，我们在一起聚会的时候，我们就看到，特别是一个团体，就是特别说，有一个阿拉伯的某个国家是对这个 What country? Malaysia?
Actually, I don't want to say the country.
Oh, okay, 好。有一天是这个阿拉伯是穆斯林回教的国家很可能会压迫这个一个东南亚某一个国家。
And this country is very very much against any Westerners coming to this place, and so they were asking this question: Would China send missionaries to this country?
因为这个国家是非常反对西方的传教士，所以我们就是我们的问题就是说，那可不可以从中国送派遣传教士到那个地方去，一个回教的国家
？And this country particularly has a wonderful relationship with China. So they said, is it possible for China to send workers?
因为这个国家跟中国是非常友善的，所以他特别就请求说。可不可以从中国派遣一些人来呢
？And I said to these brothers and sisters, China has already sent many to that country.
所以我就告诉这个国家的这个基督教的这个信基督的人弟兄姐妹说，中国已经派遣了许多的人过去了。
And I said to them, but if you want to see even more people to be sent, the way you do that is through prayer.
但是你们想要中国派遣更多的传教士弟兄姐妹的话，你们最好的方法就是祷告。
And so remember when Jesus was on this earth doing his ministry, he said, "Pray to the Lord of Harvest to send out his workers because the harvest is here."
耶稣在世的时候也跟门徒说，你们向这个赐这个丰收的主祷告，然后主就会派遣工人来。
And so I said, if you care about this country to be reached and you care that Chinese would send their workers, you need to help mobilize the Chinese church to pray.
So I just told them, if you want to send the Chinese church to pray, then you should pray for the Chinese church to pray.
This became the most important project.For this team.
所以这个工作就变成这个团队一个最重要的一个使命工作。
And as a result of that, they made 10,000 copies of a prayer booklet that was filled with understanding of all the different people groups, all the different situations in that country, all the different weather issues, all the disaster issues. There's all kinds of things that was in that book, all to mobilize the church to pray for 30 days.
所以这个小组就印了大概有一万册的一个书，中间包括所有的人文、地理、气候等等的介绍，每个不同团体、小团体有什么特别的东西、特别的地方，然后他就请大家为这个祷告，好不好了
？30 days.
Okay, 一个月30天，特别为这件事情祷告。
And as a result, we even had a special conference that was held in Hong Kong with leaders from different places and with Chinese workers so that they could know about this different, the specific prayer campaign.
所以我们在香港举行了一个有点像誓师大会一样，然后请各地的人都来为这个事工祷告，特别是中国的教会的人。
And then what we saw over the next few years, in 3-4 years, many, many went out. And there was even recently an email that I got that a sister gave testimony that as she went out as praying for this country, she was grateful and gratified. When she came back home, she was able to see that the different churches had that booklet and they were praying faithfully all these years.
Okay, 这个事情以后就过了许多年以后，大家继续不断的为这个事工祷告。最近有一个姐妹到了那地方去，然后她亲眼看到在许多那边的教会都还有这个小这个书，然后大家继续因为这本书的影响，继续不断的为那个地方的事工祷告。
So we see God redemptively working in powerful ways through answered prayer.
所以透过了祷告，神能够成就许多伟大的、奇妙的事工。
So one of the most important questions for every church to answer is how dependent are we? Are we coming together to pray?
所以第一样最重要的事情就是我们要多么的信靠主，我们能够聚在一起，同心合一的恒心的祷告吗？
So that leads us to our second point.
然后这是到了我们的第二点。
The second point is that our church will make an impact as far as we are effective in preaching the gospel.
当我们能够很有效力的传讲福音的时候，我们教会的影响力也会相对的增加。
When we look at Acts chapter 2, remember when the people heard all those different languages being said and they could understand them, they were perplexed. They were wondering, what does this mean? Even some would even accuse them of being drunk. And so I want you to see something though, that when people ask, what does this mean? Number one, you're doing something really, really good.
Okay, 我们看到第二章十一节的时候就看到十二节，众人就Good Chinese. 众人就多惊讶猜疑，彼此说：“这是什么意思呢？”还有人讥笑说：“他们无非是新酒灌满了。”
Number one, if they're asking what does this mean, that means you're opening your mouths.
所以当有人这样开始问的时候，表示你也许做了一些很有影响的事情，因为他们开始问了。
Also, we also see that God is opening their hearts.
你看到神同样打开他们的心怀。
They're also asking questions that would actually lead to greater understanding.
所以他们开始这个问题可以把他们带入一个更深度的了解中。
And so what happens next is Peter answers that question, what does this mean? But I want you to see how Peter presents the gospel. It is done in a wayThat is very, very unique to the audience that he's speaking to. And I want you to, I'm going to ask Sister here, Huiming, to read how Peter preaches.
Okay, 好，接着彼得就有这个机会开始，讲道。那在这个讲道中，就等于是相对的回答了他们要知道的一些问题。那我现在就念一遍，因为这个比较长一点哈。所以大家有圣经的话也可以跟着 follow 好不好 So 使徒行传二章十六到三十七 OK I'm trying to find a place 好，这正是先知约珥所说的，上帝说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子，未来之前，到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。以色列人啊，请听我的话，神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇迹神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。23节，他既按着上帝的 定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，上帝却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不是能被钉死、被死拘禁的。大卫指着他说，我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。28节，你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你们说，他死了也埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。大卫既是先知，又晓得上帝曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他宝座上，就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。这耶稣上帝已经叫他复活了，我们都为这件事做见证。他既被上帝的手右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。 Amen.
So what we see in Peter's preaching is that it was so powerful that these Jewish devout in Judaism, in practice and belief, they were left with the question, brothers, what shall we do? In verse 37.
好，我们看到彼得的讲道是如此的有力，如此的感动人。所以当这些犹太人听了以后，他们的反应就说彼此扎心，就对彼得跟其他的使徒说，弟兄们，我们应当怎样行呢？
Friends, while it is true that ultimately when someone believes, it would be because of the work of the Holy Spirit in convicting that person of their sin and their need for a Savior and their reason to call Jesus Lord. That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们都知道，当一个人心里能够承认自己有罪，也相信，也顺从圣灵的呼召，也愿意称耶稣基督为主，这完全都是圣灵的工作。
But there is an important responsibility that we have as people who would share the gospel.
这是不可否认，但是相对的还有一个我们要做的事情，就是要与人分享福音。
Paul says, pray to the church, pray that I would have boldness to speak, pray that I would be persuasive to speak the gospel, the mysteries of the gospel.
所以保罗也请大家为他祷告，说让我能够有这个胆量去传讲福音，也让我也能够有这个有力的传福音有力。
And so what's important is that also that we are reminded that we need to know how to effectively preach the gospel.
所以我们必须要也了解，说我们必须要知道怎么样有效的去传福音。
So we have to be aware of the audience we're speaking to.
So we 必须知道我们我们的听众是怎样的听众。
In his sermon, he weaves Old Testament prophecy, writings from Psalm, King David's own words, and more to help them see the connection that they were the ones that killed the one who could save.
所以这里他引用了许多先知以及大卫的话来引证说，你们所定时将那位人，其实就是上帝所派来的要做基督的人。
So when we see Peter speaking, he's speaking to the person who is devout in their faith. They would come from all destinations just for this festival. It shows that he's aware of their understanding of Old Testament prophecy, their understanding of scripture at the time.
So we see Peter 所面对的观众是虔诚的犹太人，因为过这个节期，所以来到耶路撒冷。他们对于旧约的圣经是非常熟悉的，所以彼得引用了许多旧约圣经的经文来证明主耶稣基督就是那位复活的主。
Now we're going to see another person preaching, that's his apostle Paul. But remember in Acts chapter 17, he leaves Thessalonica in chapter 16 out of the need to move away from persecution. But in Acts chapter 17, he comes to Athens, and as he's in Athens, he's grieved by all the idols he sees in this Roman city. And so as a result, he starts speaking, and we get to see what he says in Acts chapter 17, 19 to 20, that caused the response. And then it says again, and they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting, for you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean.
好，我们看到在《使徒行传》十七章的时候，现在是保罗，因为他要因为帖撒罗尼迦的一些逼迫，所以他已经来到了雅典，在那边他看到了许多的偶像，他心里非常的着急。然后呢，就有些人来问他有关于他要传讲这位神的事情。以下就是他对这样一个观众所讲的道。
And so again, we see that same question. That what these things mean. Again, the idea. They're listening to a lot of stuff. They're not exactly sure. They want to get understanding. They're listening, and God is opening their hearts. Let's see how Paul presents his gospel, not to Jews, but to Athenians.
所以同样这里的共同处，那些人都有好奇心，想要听这到底是怎么回事。不同点就是这些人不是犹太人，而是外邦人。我们且看保罗是如何对这样的观众来传讲神的信息。
So, sister.
Okay, 好。So 我们看一下《使徒行传》十七章。十九到二十，
二十二节到三十一节。
二十二到三十一节，好，十七章二十二到三十一，好。保罗在这站在雅略巴谷当中，对罪人众位雅典人说：“那我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的。”遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神，你们所不认识的而敬拜的，我今天告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天上的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手所服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人，他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，二十七，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。我们既是上帝所生的，就不当以为上帝的神性像人用手。意心思所雕刻的， 金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，上帝并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定的日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Here we see there is no reference of Jewish kings, psalms, or prophets. We see that the people he was speaking to were Greek philosophers speaking in the Areopagus, which as a result of that, we see that there was no national identity at stake, but instead, how does a philosophical mind think?
我们看到这里，他的观众主要是一些所谓的对哲学或者哲学家很有兴趣的人，所以当他讲的时候，他完全没有提到有关犹太一切所谓旧约圣经这一些事情，反而是以一种神学的或者一种哲学的方法来，或者当地的一些谚语来跟他们传道。
He does like Peter use culture.To bridge how God is the creator of all things, that he's monotheistic, that he is personal, that they need to repent, and Jesus is appointed judge of righteousness since he is qualified to do so as the one resurrected from the dead.
So he 取的这个关注点就是神是一个唯一的神，然后他是创造宇宙万物的神，他也是关心我们的神。同时他也是要我们能够得救的神他是从这次他是一个死里复活给万人做可信的一个神。
So I want to share with you that when we preach the gospels, there are some non-negotiables.
所以当我们在跟人家传讲福音的时候，有些东西是不能够马虎的。
The gospel requires us to preach about man's sin.
所以第一福音一定要讲到神人的罪。
The gospel requires us to preach about Jesus' death to pay for the sin in our lives.
所以也必须要提到耶稣为我们的罪而死，然后让我们能够有赎，对我们罪而赎罪。
And we also preach about his resurrection that gives assurance that what he said about himself is true.
同时也要提到耶稣的复活，让我们确知他所说的是能够确信的。
We preach repentance and faith in him is the only way one can be saved.
我们也知道，除了透过他要唯一能够认罪悔改，透过他才能够得救。
These are the non-negotiables.
这些是不能够打马虎眼的。
But what we see is from Peter and Paul, their approaches are vastly different, and their approaches speak.To the worldview of the people they were sharing the gospel with.
但是我们从彼得跟保罗的两道传信息，看他们的方式是完全不一样的。针对当时的观众，他们的文化、他们的背景来传道。
If you would give me a moment, I'd like to share a story about that same country, about a Chinese missionary doing that work in that country.
所以有如果容我几分钟的话，我愿意跟大家分享一个有关于中国传道是到那个同样的国家传道的一个故事。
So as I shared with my colleagues, I said China had already sent many people to this country.
所以我跟我的同工们分享说，中国已经派遣很多人到那个国家了。
And so this story is about one of those guys.
所以这个就是其中一个人的故事。
So this brother had been in this country for many years.
所以这个弟兄在这个国家已经有好几年了。
And he was struggling because he could understand what everybody was saying.
他很挣扎，就因为他懂得知道人家在讲什么。
And he knew how to read and write.The language of that country.
然后他也能够写跟说当地的语言。
But the problem was he couldn't speak the language.
哦，问题是他不能说，能写，能看，能听，不能说。
How do you share the gospel if you can't speak the language?
所以你如果不能说当地语言，你怎么样去跟人家传道呢？
So he spent several days fasting. In fact, he says he fasted for 40 days.
Wow, okay. 所以他禁食祷告有40天之久。
And so he, in that time of fasting, he spent asking God, how do I speak this language?
所以他继续不断问神，我怎么能够讲这个地方当地的语言呢？
And God spoke to him.
神就对他讲了。
He said, all you need to do is use your dialect to speak the language.
Oh, wow, okay. 神跟他讲说, 你就用你自己的语言去跟他们讲道。
自己的家乡方言来。自己家乡话,
okay, 自己家乡话。
Yeah, and so he didn't understand what that meant.
说当时他并不了解这什么意思，神这旨意到底怎么回事。
But he started using his dialect to try to speak this language.
所以他就用他自己当地自己的方言去讲。
And when he did, he says it was like his lips was loosened and he can speak fluently from that moment on.
所以他觉得他一开始就好像就停不下来了，就非常流畅的一直讲。
And so he started asking God, God, how do I share with these people? Now that I can speak, I realize I'm scared.
Speak the local dialect?
Yeah. And he can speak
the local language.
Yeah, he was scared because he didn't. Now he had no excuse.
Oh, 他有点怕，因为他现在没有什么理由可以不做的理由了，是吧？没有任何理由了。
He could. He knew how the people thought. He knew what they believed, but before he couldn't speak, now he can. So what is he going to do?
因为他非常了解当地人的思想，当地人的语言，当地文化，他都知道。那他唯一的问题就是他不会说，那现在他也会说了，那他要怎么办呢？
And so one thing that he saw that there was a certain people group, and that was really close to him. And there he saw on their necks tattoos of crosses on their necks.
Oh, 他就看到附近有一群人，然后其中有一个人的脖子上有这个刺青，这个刺青就是一个十字架的刺青。Yeah.
And so he asked the question, why do you have crosses on your necks?
所以他就问那个人说，你脖子上怎么会有一个十字架的刺青呢？
And so they said, we don't know. This was just passed on generation to generation, and we just know it's supposed to protect us.
Oh, 他们说我也不知道，不过就是祖上传下来的习俗吧。只是知道说刻一个这十字架，我们就能够得到保护了。And
so, when he started researching these people, how did they come to this place? He found that they were people who migrated from another country to this country. And it was probably in that place Apostle Thomas had shared the gospel after the ascension of Jesus Christ.
Wow, okay. 他就开始去研究这一小群人种为什么会这个样，然后他发现这些人种事实上是从另外一个国家迁移到这个国家，然后他越研究发现，也许这些人很可能是从那个当初 多马去传道的那个地区的国家，迁移到现在这个国家的一些后代的人。
And so it was in that time that Muslim and Hinduism started coming through, and so this people probably was moving from place to place out of fear of persecution.
因为那个时候，那个他们移民到那个地区，开始有所谓的回教和印度教的这个影响移入，所以他们为了保护自己，开始在到处不同的迁移。And
so, what they knew as just crosses to be protected of, they didn't understand the meaning that the original meaning when Thomas came to them.
所以虽然他们脖上刻着十字架，但他们完全不了解为什么会有十字架，也就是当初多马去传道的时候那个十字架，他们完全不明白。
Several centuries had passed with perhaps without them knowing what the meaning of the cross was.
Yeah, 所以几千年过了以后，他们就是几百上千年过了以后，他们虽然是刻着十字架，但是完全不明白十字架的道理。
And so this brother was given that opportunity to explain the meaning of the cross.
所以这个弟兄就神就特别赐给这个弟兄这个机会来向这群人解释十字架的道理。
And as a result, there are currently two churches that has been planted amongst this people group.
所以现在有两个教会是建立在这一群人当中。
And as a result, they have now preached out to 9 different ministry points, and there are now 9 different village points where the gospel is being preached amongst many, many Muslims.
So, 现在为止，他们已经已经有了另外9个传道的这个中心处，然后开始向回教的人民来传教。
All because he was effective in preaching the gospel.
完全是因为当他在传这个道的时候，是非常一个非常有效果的一个信息。
I'm very grateful that you have another missionary here who is teaching you about how to reach out to Muslims.
我非常感谢你们中间有一个弟兄，也是一个传教士，能够教导我们怎么样去跟这些人传讲信息。
And I pray that your church will also be effective in preaching the gospel.
So, 我迫切的祷告，希望贵教会也能够在传讲福音的时候是非常有大有能力的。
And so that leads us to the next point, and that is to say that our church can leave a legacy when we plant churches that plant churches.
所以，当我们所传道的那个教会也能够去建立另外一个教会的时候，我们教会就能够有一个承传，能够源远久远。
You know, I just came back from Hawaii, like I mentioned.
刚刚从夏威夷回来。
And I got to see my parents.
我能够见到我的父母。
I haven't seen them in several years.
我好几年都没见到他们了。哇 ，OK。
I saw them. They were getting very old.
Yeah, 我看到这次回来，发现我父母都已经老了。
My mom was shaking a lot. I never saw her hand shake before.
我妈妈现在手开始发抖了，以前她从来不会的。
My dad is also, his hand was shaking.
我父亲手也是开始抖了。
And in Hawaii, I don't consider anybody senior citizens until they're like 80 years old.
所以在夏威夷，就是你，除非你是80岁以上的，我才认为他是老年人。
And so, but for the first time in my life, my dad will turn 80 next year. The first time in my life, I felt my parents was old.
所以我第一次，因为我爸爸马上就要80岁了，所以我第一次觉得哇，我父母老了。
And so, my question at the time was, as I was looking at my parents, was, what is their legacy?
所以当我在探访父母的时候，我看着我父母，我在想他们留给后世的是什么呢？
In some ways, I guess you could say it's what their children are doing.
也许你们可以说就是看他们儿女做些什么吧。
But I got to see something that was a little different this time.
但是这一次我看了一些不同之处。
I saw my mom caring for people in ways that I was very humbled and I felt great shame.
所以我看到我母亲对别人的关怀，让我觉得自己是有甚至有些羞愧。
She purposely keeps a little store open.
她是特别就是在这个疫情时间，还让这个一个小的店能够持续的开张。
It's in the middle of where many, many homeless people live.
那就是许多流浪汉、无家者住的那个地方，他有个小小的店开着。
I have told her for over a decade, my brother and sisters, we've all said to our mom, close that shop down. It is in a dangerous and very unsanitary place.
因为这些年来我跟我的弟兄姐妹们一直跟我妈说关了吧，关了吧，那个地方不好，又不净，又不干净，然后又不安全，关了吧。
But she keeps on saying to me that it is her hobby.
那她一直跟我说，哎，我这是我嗜好吧，我喜欢做。
And she told me about a story about a guy named William.
她就告诉我一个人叫做威廉的这个一个人。
And she said, William comes to her store and she says, calls her mom, Mom, can I have something to eat?
Okay. So, this William, 有时候会来他的店里就称呼这个牧师的李牧师的妈妈叫做妈，我可不可以有点东西可吃的东西呢？
And she gives a little ramen, a little thing of ramen.
Okay.然后他们的李妈妈就给这个人威廉这个人一包我们中国人叫做生力面，那个国内人叫做素食面是吧 ？Okay.
And she keeps on asking, "Do you need more?" And then she said, "There was this one time he asked for another one, and when she asked, 'Why do you want another one?' she said it was to give another person who was hungry."
Okay.所以有一次，他这个李妈妈在问他说：“你还要不要再一包？”的时候，那个人说：“好，我再要一包。”然后李妈妈就问他说：“你为什么需要多一包？”他说：“因为我要把这包给另外一个有需要的人。”
So I said okay, but, and then she says that this when she asked William what does he do on his free time, he says, "Do you hang out with all these other homeless people?"
然后他妈妈就问说：“那你跟你平常都是？”做些什么事情呢？是不是跟这些流浪汉在一起呢？
He says, "No, I go to the library and study."
他说不，我到图书馆去念书。
I just said, "Oh, that's so good. Please continue studying."
因为我那你妈妈就说，那太好了，继续不断努力吧。
And so, then he comes to my mom another time, and he says to "My mom is getting old and sick. Mom, can you help me go back to Portland?"
他有一次来了，又跟你妈妈呢说，妈，你可不可以帮助我回到Portland?
Portland,
I don't know, 中文是什么？
就是 Oregon 州。
俄罗冈。
Oregon, I don't know.
州里面的一个 Portland.
Portland.
波特伦 whatever.
Okay.
You want to say?
Yeah. And my mom says, "How much do you need?" She said, "Oh, it costs $170 to buy this ticket."
然后你妈就问说，那要多少钱呢？机票要多少？说大概175块左右吧，机票的话。
And so she says, "Okay, wait here." And she gives the money to him.
Okay, 我妈妈就把她妈妈就把这个钱给了那个人，威廉。
And he says to her, "Let me pay you back once I get back."
然后威廉就跟你妈妈说，我到了以后我会把这个钱还给你。
And she says, "No, William, I want you to have this, and I want you to be good to your mom. Just call me when you get there."
然后你妈就说，不用了，威廉，我希望你能够好好的，然后到了以后打个电话给我就行了。
And then William said, "Thank you, Mom," and he goes home.
然后威廉就说谢谢妈，就是回去了。
And when he gets to Portland, he calls my mom twice.
然后当他到家以后，两次打电话给我妈妈。
And then she doesn't hear from him after that.
然后就从此以后就音讯渺然了。
And I asked my mom, "How do you feel?"
然后我就问我妈妈说，那你什么感受呢？
So this is my hobby. This is what I love to do.
妈就是，我就喜欢做这些事情啊，我就喜欢做啊，是我的嗜好啊。
And so when I saw that, I saw something that I hadn't seen in a long time.
所以当我看到这些事情，这我以前没有想到我看到的事情，这一次我注意到了。
No agenda.
No agenda.
Just love.
Okay, 没有任何的利益关系，只是因为爱而已。
And I just think about how important that is, because when we talk about the church, we're talking about a legacy of faith.
所以当我们讲的教会的时候，我们讲的是一种信心的传递。
In going back to Acts chapter 2,
我 我们再回到《使徒行传》第二章。
We see that in verse 42 to 47, it says this: after they asked, "What should we do?" Peter had told them to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And as a result, 3,000 people were added to their numbers. And this is what it says. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And we came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need, and day by day attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
OK, 所以他们就问，觉得扎心，就问说，那我们应该当如此如何行呢？彼得就跟他说，你必须要认罪悔改，要受洗，要相信接受耶稣。然后呢，那一天有3000人之多受洗。接着他们做的事情就是，我们看到从42节开始哈，第二章42节开始，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，薄饼祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，诚切的在店里，且在家中薄饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Here we see that a very important lesson.
我们这边看到一个非常重要的功课。
120 became 3,120 in just this one message Peter preached.
然后120人就是因为彼得所讲的这篇道以后变成3,120人。
And because of this number of growth, what we can see is they prioritized very specific things.
So, because this事件以后，他们就把一些事情，就是说，能够知道什么事情是最重要的。
They prioritized around what would become the church. This is the very first church.
所以这个第一个教会，他们就是齐心，然后。知道什么是对教会来说最重要的事情是什么。
And I believe the numbers that they show is there to see what is important.
所以这里有这么多人，主要让我们看到说什么是最重要的。
And so it is important to see that when the churches focus on these type of activities and these type of things,There is something that happens in the life and the in the life of the believer.
我们看到，当教会就是这些众弟兄姐妹们将这以下一些事情视为最重要的事情的时候，就会有些什么样的变化，什么样的改变。
And it's so important to see that that's why Jesus didn't say go and make converts. He says go and make disciples.
所以这也是基督耶稣说。去让他们做我的门徒，而不是说去让他们变成信基督教的人。
And so it's so important to see that a disciple will help make churches like this.
所以我们看到，就是门徒才能够成就一个教会。
And so it's clear to us that when a church is acting like a church, we get to see some important things.
所以，当教会在做一些教会应该做的事情，我们看到以下几种现象。
We go from enemy of God to child of God.
我们从神的敌人变成神的儿女。
We go from hellbound to being a citizen in His kingdom.
我们变成这个受困于地狱人，变成他天国的子民。
We go from being enslaved to sin to be born again.
从这个罪人，我变成一个新造的人。
We go from the world to not of the world.
变成这个属世人，变成一个从属世人变成一个不属于这个世界的人。
How amazing is this? The Jewish people at the time, the center of their lives was around the temple. And when these 3,000 people said yes to Jesus, they were at the same time saying no to the temple.
所以多么的奇妙，当这些犹太人以前是以会堂为重的，当这个三千人跟主耶稣说是的时候，他们就不再去这个会堂，而是改在聚集一起成为一个教会。
They can do that because of a reason.
他们能够这样做是有原因的。
Because here the church, the gospel is preached regularly.
因为在教堂里面，在教会里面，天天都有讲传讲神的道理。
There is invitation for the whole family that they are welcome.
然后欢迎所有的人。都能够来。
We see the ordinances being practiced, which is the baptism and the Lord's Supper.
然后有些基要的礼仪是在被做的，比如说敬礼。
We see mutual devotion to one another.
然后彼此都能够非常的照顾。
There is commitment to learning about God.
然后就是非常的专心合一的要寻求神。
There is commitment to obeying God.
Obeying God. 就是立志要遵行主。
There is personal sacrifice of one's wealth to help meet the needs of others.
然后将你自己的财富能够捐出来，能够帮助那些需要的人。
It's a place where God receives our worship.
然后在那里，神得到荣耀，得到敬拜。
It's a place where fellowship is happening, where we break bread in each other's homes.
在这里，这个彼此之间的交通，拨饼等等，是在被实行中。
So here's my question.
所以我的问题来了。
Who wouldn't want to be part of this family?
有人不愿意属于这样的一个家庭吗？
It is important that we see that we are a church.That has a legacy of being able to help start other churches like this.
所以非常重要的就是我们能够帮助别的教会，也能够成为像这样一个教会，这样我们就有我们的承传能够延续下去。
Friends, consider how many people in this world needs this kind of home.
各位，我们可以想想，世界有多少人需要这样的一个家
？The potential of Our church can be realized when we do the same.
我们教会的潜力可以被发挥出来，如果我们能够做如此行的话。
Thank you for listening, and may God bless our church.
感谢，然后求神能够祝福我们教会，谢谢。
让我们起立，用主祷文祷告。Let's all rise, recite the Lord's Prayer.